everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode number
79.
You're so excited this week.
I know. I'm running on such little sleep. It's just like I have euphoria because my body doesn't know any better.
I think it's because last week we had Jeff, and this week it's just me and you, and you missed like our intimacy.
Yeah, notice how there's still like the space where Jeff was sitting here, because I'm trying to keep my distance.
Keep your distance. It's hard for you, though.
Sometimes.
I know you just want to...
One of these days.
Anyway, so we had a show last week, and we talked about the event that was in New York this week, but that's last week, but it is Monday. Anyway, they announced the phones, the hardware devices for Windows Phone 7.
So are we going to talk about that this week?
Just real quick, because it's kind of old news now. We announced it last week, but I just wanted to give my personal opinions.
All right.
Since mostly I do hardcore journalism.
Right.
And only here do I get the creativity and freedom to express... the mindset of Laura Foy. Anyway, what I'm excited about are a couple things. A, that there is both tactile keyboards and the touchscreen.
So on launch, we're getting both touchscreen as well as like physical keyboards.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You have that option, which is great. And one of the other really cool features on one of the Samsung phones, it's got a slap. Fill up my stool. It's got a little a slide-out speaker that actually offers you surround sound and a kickstand that will hold up your phone. So it's essentially, which we've been talked about, it's a Zune. Without the need for external
Zunes
speakers.
Zunes had kickstands?
No, Zune didn't have kickstands, but it's a full-on media device, speakers, and...
Can you also, like, rev the thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's an app. Okay. That's an app. There's an app that you can get for that.
Okay. But that might not be technically accurate.
I bet there is. And if there's not, then one of you should make it. But anyway,
and then we'll promote it on this show.
We will. Or on my weekly app show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice.
You didn't know about that.
I didn't. You,
things are happening
you
in my
are just
world.
Firing on all cylinders, Laura.
I know. It's a lot. So we should get to the news. But we would love to hear your guys' thoughts on all the different hardware devices that are available for Windows Phone 7. Because from my personal opinion, I'm very pleased with the choices.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Paul, in exciting Bing news.
Bing.
And not Twitter.
Oh, okay.
But Facebook.
Yeah?
Facebook news, they've announced sort of an expansion of their partnership.
Okay.
Meaning?
What does that mean?
Break
it down for me, Laura.
Break it down. What it means, Paul, is if I normally do a search for, say, I'm going to be in New York. I was just in New York.
Well, yep.
And I want to know
lucky
where...
Lucky you.
I know. It was good times. I wish y'all could have been there.
I wish I could have been there, too.
Oh, yeah. Just me. Anyway, if you want to find a restaurant to go out to eat, normally I would put in, a search for a restaurant. It would give me local restaurants or maybe some... menu options and links to their websites, but now it's incorporated in your Facebook search.
Okay.
So it will point out to me local restaurants that my friends have liked.
My friends from
Facebook.
In Bing search, we now have it. So it's not like you're going to Facebook to search.
No, this is on Bing.
It's in Bing.
You click on liked searches, things that your friends have liked on Facebook, and it's all incorporated into your search results on Bing.
Okay.
Right.
So this isn't just for restaurants. It's like for any type of
that was
query.
Just one example.
Okay.
Just to get you jazzed about it.
I see.
You can also do searches for people. And it'll recommend people that are on your Facebook site, or are your Facebook friends as well, and any other sort of topics that people among your network and your social media network have liked.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's really sort of personalizing, obviously, your search results, and they like to tout Bing as the decision engine.
Right.
And now, you can
decide who your friends are through searching.
That's right. But, I mean, if you really just want to, just follow your friends and have no original thought, I only want to go what my friends say is cool.
Yeah, and I only want to say what my friends think that I should say by retweeting it.
Exactly. So this is perfect for you.
This is right
this
down
is
my
perfect
alley.
Perfect for you. You can just follow the path of others.
Very.
And create no original.
I love not being a trendsetter in any way at all. But there are a number of super important things about privacy in this because people are very concerned in general about sharing things and whether they're like absolutely public, like they generally are on Twitter, or if only like their friends or certain subsets of their friends can see this. So Bing has actually taken a very important stance on privacy, and they've enabled a number of controls so that you can have your search results completely untainted from having any type of Facebook social integration. So by default, it will be turned on, and you'll be notified that your search results are being modified based on your Facebook profile. If you're not signed into Facebook, you won't get this, and you can also opt out of the program with just a few simple clicks. So if for some reason you don't like the types of things that your friends like, or you have like 8,000 Facebook
friends.
Right,
my friends are idiots.
Right.
I don't care what they like.
Then you can opt out of it. Also, it will only, like if there are some younger people out there that are using Facebook and Bing together, mm-hmm. It'll only show you likes and recommendations from your friends that are 18 years and older.
Oh, that's really good.
As they put in their accurate profile information in there.
We all do.
Of course. Like, there's no way to lie on Facebook.
No. Well, Facebook has actually made a bunch of improvements around security and privacy as well. You know, they've done a push for creating groups. So I can say I want this group of my friends to see when I post this information,
yep.
Which is handy for people like me who I approve everyone.
Right.
So
if you're looking to bump up your friends list, Laura Foy, she used to be on G4.
I do. I approve everybody, but maybe sometimes I don't want everybody to know about certain activities I may be doing.
They've actually had something called a friends list before, which allowed you to have the controlled security.
But
only 5% of Facebook users actually had used that. So they recently created groups to make it easier.
And I still haven't done that. I'm still an open book. You can still see everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I think other people might care about privacy.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
I've noticed I haven't been getting your posts lately.
Yeah, well, you only look at things that I tag you in, so... Next time you call me ugly on film, I'll make sure to tag you yet again.
Cool. Any press is good press.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
How I feel. All right, Paul, as you know, people out there are always critical of Microsoft and their ad campaigns.
Yep.
We've had some successful ones, some not so successful ones, shall we say, to be soft about it. And
well, sometimes we just need our commercials to evolve.
And that's just what they're doing for Windows Phone 7. So the phase one of Windows Phone 7 ad campaigns has launched. And
Is it Windows Phone 7 was my idea?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, then that would be a lie.
Yeah.
And we don't lie in our ads.
Of course. Ads are always completely 100% true.
That's right. But then this ad campaign is not only true, but it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Because essentially it's taking a look at our society now and noticing that we're all in our phones 24/7, sort of missing life go by. And, you know, it takes so long and so much time to do what you need to do because they're constantly on their phone. And so their theory is, Windows Phone 7 allows you to sort of get in, get what you need, and get out faster, and get back to life.
Yeah, I think that's actually like a really cool thing that we're trying to do with like the tiles that are on Windows Phone 7, so that you can glance, you can get the information you need, and like actually head back to reality.
Well, did you happen to know that the slogan is glance and go rather than stop and stare, or was that
really?
Yeah, it really is.
Wow, it's like somebody like really thought about like have we been in a conversation before and then like somebody just like they're like, oh, I just need to like, text,
right.
And then they're like, oh, I'm gonna,
I know, and actually I'm gonna personalize this for you right now. So I went to see Cyndi Lauper, really exciting, at the Woodland Park Zoo, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And in the middle of like she does her first song and then she starts yelling at people, literally yelling at them, because everyone's watching the concert like this, with their phone.
Did they have a lighter app up?
Some people did, actually, but the sun hadn't set yet. That came out later. But anyway, she started yelling at the audience. She was like, you guys, be here now. Be here with me. Like, I'm only here one night. You all can look it up on YouTube.
But they want to immortalize it on their phone.
But
girls just want to have fun all the time.
Missing the experience by staring at their phone and then sending it to whatever, Flickr, or whatever sort of,
Kick.
Facebook. And so it's, I wonder if maybe Microsoft was at that concert and said, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah,
we just
want to glance at this and go.
Oh, Paul.
But yeah, so great ad campaigns. A lot of people out there, even some friends of mine that are like tech journalists, have hated the Microsoft campaigns for quite some time. They're always very vocal about it, and they've acknowledged
These
are actually like funny, well done ads. So I'm really glad to see this, and I'm really happy that Windows Phone 7 is getting such a positive.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really say anything in terms of functionality of the phone. But, we all, there's so much out there about that. I think this does just enough to be like, that's cool. Maybe I'm going to go do some research on my own, because you're not going to really believe what the commercial tells you anyway.
Yeah. And it has that cool song, In the Hall of the Mountain King, which is really, really
so,
sweet.
We like it. So, I guess some people out there think that geeks and techie people are not the most fashionable people.
Well, I mean,
apparently that is like the rumor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have reality shows out there like Beauty and the Geek, how are geeks supposed to look up to anybody other than geeks that get paired with like really hot Hooters girls?
That is something to be
aspired to. So it's almost like we need to like reinforce those stereotypes so that there could be a chance that some hot girl would take pity on us.
Well, at least your wallets tend to be of the right size.
Yeah,
fashion sense. Anyway,
mine is just bursting. Look at all that cash money right there. I'm going to make it rain. Yep.
Anyway, there's a reason for this, and we're talking about Bloomingdale's and Microsoft in Washington, D.C. got together and did a geek to chic fashion show.
Okay.
All for supporting the American Heart Foundation. So for charity, all for a good cause, and they dressed up a bunch of well-known.
So it helps the heart. So someone could possibly love a geek not for how wonderful he is on the inside, but how he looks.
That's
on
right.
The outside.
So he would be the charity in that case.
Got it.
And we will give you love because of your need
nice.
For affection and human contact.
Okay.
Anyway, there's some really funny pictures and videos posted online, so it's not much of a news story here, but I just wanted to mention it because I have stand firm that I think geeks are fashionable. And you know what? I think I'm going to do... I'm going to retort this this event and do a geek is chic fashion show.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned for that.
Maybe we'll have to make me over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean I don't need like really tight jeans or like some hipster glasses or anything? Maybe some mascara.
Guy liner.
Yes.
I mean, that's good for everyone.
Yes, I'll manscape the eyebrows.
Okay. All right, Paul, I recently read an article about a new accessory coming out for the Kinect.
Yeah.
Now, it's not made by Microsoft, but it's a third-party accessory, a third-party mm-hmm. peripheral, if you will.
I see.
And I'm not sure I believe that this is, if I'm not being punked when I read
okay.
about this.
What is it?
Okay, so there's there's the river rafting game, which I actually played, where you stand on this boat.
Uh-huh.
Looks very unsafe.
Right.
And very unsafe. Do not stand on your boat when you're going down the river, especially when it's a little raft.
And you're going over waterfalls.
Waterfalls, and actually jumping on trees. And apparently there's an actual boat, a blow-up inflatable boat that you can get in your living room for your kids or you to stand on and jump and stand in front of your Kinect game. And so this is to make it sort of feel more immersive, like you're really, really on the raft and
okay.
in the game at the same time.
So who play on? Is that the
Yes, and
atomic?
I've also read that it's actually inflatable. You can actually take this and put it in water.
Oh, so you mean like
it doubles
like it floats.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It not go under when you put on water. What is word? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys can look it up. And if anyone buys it, which, first of all, we have to have you on the show because you're...
Yeah, or maybe this company should just send us one. And then
yes,
and then we'll play
test it, and we'll let them know,
and maybe make fun of it relentlessly, or say how amazing it is.
Exactly, and we could try it. We could go down the river on it.
Yeah, and we'll see if it inflates on water.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That is the end of this week's show. We've had a lot of good times, and actually now we have a couple things we need to follow up on. We need to follow up on the Halo match.
Yes, Halo
with the
Reach.
The Niners.
Yep.
Halo Reach, which is coming, and now we need to get the inflatable boat.
Yep.
And follow up on that, and maybe. We need to do the Geek is Chic fashion show.
So maybe what we can do.
I feel spinoffs just left and right. The show is just going to take over.
Not only should we do the spinoffs, but maybe we should just get them all as like one episode. So like you make me over as Geek is Chic, and then I sit in the raft.
You sit in the raft.
And I play Halo Reach against the Niners.
This is it. This is going to be our anime clip.
Yeah, this is Sweeps Week material right
here. I feel
here.
A webby coming on.
Yeah.
And with that, Paul, we're out of here.
All right, don't forget, add yourself. You can send mail to king@microsoft.com with your game.
And follow @LFoy.
And @PaulMess. Help me retweet. All right, that's it. See ya.
Ow!